about stretch my hands to thee. Know all that help I do. If thou should withdraw thyself from me, oh Lord, where should I go? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgive me and turn the justice down just a little. Father, I give you thanks and I give you praise this morning. Father, I have myself behind Jesus this morning. Know all the help I know. Oh God, I just love you this morning. I appreciate you and I adore you. Lord God, I'm just reminded of your word, Father. You say it's not by might and not by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord. Oh, yeah. So Father, it's by your spirit, that I move and I live and I have my being. And it's by your spirit that I minister to your people this morning. Father, I give you thanks and I give you praise in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for those that have ear to hear this morning, that you will tune their ears up, that they will hear indeed what the Spirit will have to say to the house this morning. And Father, we give you the praise again. I give you the honor again and I give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say foolish things.
Foolish
things. Hallelujah. Now look at your other neighbor and say foolish things.
Foolish things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Foolish things.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Foolish things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm asking you to remain standing until we read the word of God. Hallelujah. You can follow me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Follow me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. You can catch me at verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ shall be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Hallelujah. And I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Can somebody tell me today, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Had not God made the foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. Hallelujah. God looking for some foolish preachers this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. By the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. For the Jews require signs. I don't know what you require in this house this morning. And the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greek foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Help me, Holy Ghost. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel compelled to ask you to help me to read this verse 25. Hallelujah. Because, come on somebody, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now what I need you to do is go and tap somebody else on the shoulder and let them know the foolishness of God is wiser than the wiseness of any man. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. For you see your calling, brother, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty men, not many noble men are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Hallelujah. And the base things of the world and things that which are despised had God chosen. Yeah. And things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you look at your church program this morning, and if you flip it over, you're going to see the back of it that say message notes. And I believe you need to start utilizing that. Amen.
Amen.
Message notes. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm going to use from my text. Hallelujah. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and things that which are despised, God has chosen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're talking about foolish things today. Hallelujah. Paul said the preaching of the cross was too simple for some people. Hallelujah. He said the Greeks looking for a sign. Amen. No. The Jews require a sign in verse 22. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're looking, what sign you're looking for this morning. Hallelujah. But I just come to remind you of some foolish things and some foolish ways in which God moves. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's ways are higher than our ways. And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And the Greeks looked for wisdom because they thought they were so smart. Hallelujah. They thought they knew everything. Amen. And the Jews were steady looking for the Messiah to come in one way and not the way that he came in. But our Bible tells us that God used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. The base things of the world and those that which I despise has God chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to in here today, but honey, you may be feeling kind of low and you may be feeling like there ain't nothing up with you, nothing going on, but you're just the perfect candidate for God to use.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know what it is about your situation. It may be all messed up, all jacked up, but I come by today to let you know that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And he's looking for some foolish people to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. For it is unto salvation to them that believe. Hallelujah. Foolish things. Foolish things. Hallelujah. Honey, let me tell you something. Y'all ever seen foolish things that'll blow your mind? You thought it was nothing but it end up blowing your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God uses foolish things, simple things. Hallelujah. To get your attention. And as I begin, the Lord begin to deal with me on foolish things, so many different things came to my mind. Foolish things. You know, you can just, like the Bible say, you can just preach the cross to somebody. Preach Jesus Christ to somebody. Before you preach to them, they was broke, busted, and disgusted. But after you preach Jesus to them, hallelujah, come on somebody, help me preach this morning. Hallelujah, their life changed. Hallelujah. You can preach Jesus Christ to somebody that was sick in their body. Glory to God, and they get a supernatural healing. The foolish things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can preach the foolish gospel to somebody that don't have a job, and the next thing you know, they're employed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, that's why we got to stick to the gospel. The God say, guess what? I back up my word to perform my word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, I don't send my word out to return to me void. He said, that I say, I'll bring it to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Foolish things.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm reminded about Abraham right now. now. Foolish things. Hallelujah. Foolish things. Abraham. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, God told Abraham to get thee out of thy country. Glory to God. You know, sometimes if fish ain't biting on this side, you got to cast your net on the other side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God told Abraham, get thee out of your country and get thee from around your kindred. Help me, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, my daddy used to tell me, hallelujah, a long time ago, and I thought he was crazy. But we're talking about foolish things today. Hallelujah. He used to say, your family ain't your family. And I used to say, that's being crazy. I'm going to tell the truth about it. Hallelujah. But now that I done lived a little while longer, I understand what he's talking about. Hallelujah. Who is your sisters and brothers? Hallelujah. Those that believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He told Abraham, get thee out of your country, get from around your kindred, and get out of your father's house. Glory to God. Why did he tell Abraham to get out of his father's house? Because see, Abraham's father and his family, they never heard of God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They were worshiping strange gods.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God of Baal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shanda. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know how sometimes you try to get a quick fix. Hallelujah. You put up your statues. And you think it's going to bring you prosperity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But God said, Abraham, see, these people can't even comprehend what I'm about to do in your life. Hallelujah. But that's why you have to get away from them. Hallelujah. And Abraham, he began to hear this voice that he never heard before. But I'm talking about foolish things today. Hallelujah. And this voice keep coming to Abraham. And Abraham said, I'm going to trust what I hear.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. And he took his wife. And he took his hat, his herd and his cattle and everything. And he bid his father and he bid his brothers goodbye.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And they say, Abraham. Hallelujah. Business is lucrative in today's vernacular for us. The Egyptians have made friendship with us. The other people may be oppressed, evangelists. Glory to God, but we got friendship with them. You mean to tell me you want to go? Abraham say, good riddance. I got to go. Hallelujah. And check this out. Foolish things. God didn't even tell Abraham everything.
Yes.
So you just got to be obedient.
Yes,
he said, Abraham, just go.
Yes.
And Abraham was obedient.
Yes.
And you know the story. Abraham became the father of many nations.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 When Abraham got to that land when God told him about it. How about God tried Abraham again.
Yes.
Glory to God. See, y'all don't like when God try y'all.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
you want to stay in your conference zone. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Glory to God. He come about Shaka. I believe about 2 Sundays ago, I preach on sacrifice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God told Abraham, he said, guess what? Abraham, you did that so far. But let me check you. Hallelujah. And see if you're still believing in me, see if you're still trusting in me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, that son you got. Glory to God. I need you to put him on the altar. Glory to God. Foolish things. Foolish things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, God trying to mess your mind up.
Yes,
but you started trying to figure it out on your own.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks.
See, it was so foolish for Abraham to say, guess what, Isaac, come on with me. Honey, I'm not going through all of that because 2 weeks ago you missed it. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give a little death. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Isaac just followed him.
Yes, Lord.
And Abraham was crazy enough
yes.
to prepare the altar. And say, boy, get up here. Hallelujah. You see, I'm going to say like I said 2 Sundays ago. We like to hear about that ram in the bush. But ain't no ram coming out the bush, evangelist. Unless you're willing to make a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But after Abraham, he said, guess what? Hallelujah. God ain't never failed me yet. So he asked me to get out of this country, and I got out. He asked me to make a sacrifice today, and I'm going to make that sacrifice. Hallelujah. Foolish things. Foolish things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your mind can't compare to the mind of God. Hallelujah. That's why he told you to turn it over to him. He said, let this mind, which be in me, that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, you better get the mind of God. Hallelujah. And your struggles, hallelujah, shall be over once you get the mind of God. Hallelujah. Now, as I begin to think of foolish things, I thought about Noah in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 11. The Bible said that the earth was corrupted before God and filled with violence. Hallelujah. But he said, guess what? I'm going to look around. It got to be somebody. Hallelujah. That's still holding on. Hallelujah. That's still standing strong. Hallelujah. Too much corruption was on the land. The Bible says God repented that he even made them people. Glory to God. Don't let God repent that he made you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and he spoke to Noah. And he told Noah in verse 14, he said, Noah, I need you to build an ark. Never was an ark built before. What is an ark? God is trying to tell you something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's saying, when you finish building it, hallelujah, I'm going to send down the rain. And people are saying, what is the rain? What is the rain? Because never one day did it rain on the earth prior to this day. Foolish things. Well, God, you asked me to build an ark. What is an ark? What is the use of an ark? Come on and walk in obedience, church. Come on and walk in obedience. Hallelujah. Submit to God's authority. Hallelujah. God said, we'll wipe the earth out. And our Bible tells us, hallelujah, that it rained upon the earth 40 days and for 40 nights. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God destroyed everything. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. It rained. Hallelujah. And you know what? Hallelujah. The Bible says that when God talked to Noah, Noah was 500 years old. Glory to God. Who is the Lord talking to today? Hallelujah. You may be saying in this season in my life. Hallelujah. But I'm too old for that. Hallelujah. But maybe I'll stop by here today to let you know that you can begin again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because Noah began again. When the rain stopped, just as God promised, God let Noah out of the ark, and Noah began again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, y'all ain't going to help me preach it here today.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Foolish things. Foolish things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I begin to think about Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. Hallelujah. When God told Moses, he said, Moses, go and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who is God talking to in this place today? Hallelujah. You see the people all bound up, and all you do is peek from your curtain. Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. How am I do this? Hallelujah. God told Moses. You see, God ain't gonna never send you someplace that he don't equip you for the journey. Hallelujah. When God called you into something, can sometimes we hold up our own progress.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes we block in the progress of other people.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
But Moses said, oh God, I got to go to Pharaoh. And God said, what do you have in your hand, Moses? He said, I have a rod. Hallelujah. And God told Moses to throw it down. And when Moses threw it down, it turned to a snake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God will use foolish things of the world to confine the wise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, the Bible say that the Jews look for a sign, and the Greek deal in wisdom. But what are you dealing in today? Oh, come on. Y'all ain't gonna help me preaching here today. Hallelujah. What are you looking for? Hallelujah. God told Moses to throw down the rod. He did, and it turned to a snake. And Moses still need further confirmation. So guess what he told Moses? He said, Moses, stick your hand in your bosom. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Follow me in the word of God. Hallelujah. When Moses took his hand out of his bosom, his hand was white as leopard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's just to say that, baby, I'm with you. Jesus said, I'm with you. Even until the end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes our sisters and brothers and our partners leave us hanging. But God will never leave you hanging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if that wasn't good enough, he told Moses, he said, Moses, go to the river. Hallelujah. And get some water. And when Moses went to the river and got the water, he said, now Moses, put this water on dry land. And when Moses threw the water on the dry land, the Bible said the water turned to blood. Hallelujah. Foolish things. Foolish things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's up over my shot. I hear the Holy Ghost say that he's here today to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be free.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Free. Hallelujah.
Yes. Free.
Glory
free.
To God.
Free.
Free. Free to move. Free to move. Free. Hallelujah. Free. The command of God.
Oh, yes.
Free. Hallelujah.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Find in the book of Jeremiah the prophet. Hallelujah. The weeping prophet. Hallelujah. And also a priest. Hallelujah. In verse 28, 10 through 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were two prophets, the false Hananiah and the real Jeremiah. You see, Hananiah, he went and told the people of Israel, he said, guess what? All is going to be well with you. And you coming out of bondage. In the next 2 years, you going back to your land and all going to be well. But see, that was a lie. That's why you need to be in tune to the Holy Ghost. But he told the true prophet, Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, in 27, in chapter 27, verse 1 and 2, he said, Jeremiah, now the false word has gone out. I need you to go and give a true word, an accurate word. Hallelujah. He said, tell the people they're not coming out of bondage. Hallelujah. And guess what he did? Hallelujah. He told Jeremiah, hallelujah. He said, tell the people, when you prophesy, hallelujah, put a yoke.
Hallelujah.
Prophesy. Go to the high priest and begin to prophesy. Show them, because see, some people, they don't believe unless they see. Hallelujah. Jeremiah had to go with a yoke around his neck to the temple and tell the people, hallelujah, you're going to be in bondage. Hallelujah. I believe for 70 years. Hallelujah. You're going to be under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. Yes. Foolish things. Foolish things.
Yes.
So somebody said, so why do the prophet have to prophesy with a yoke around his neck?
Yes.
God uses foolish things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You preach with that yoke around his neck.
Yes.
But as the people can see,
yes,
I found out they were going to be.
Yes.
Foolish things.
Yes.
Foolish things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Stay with me for a while.
Yes.
I believe God wants to get some information to you today.
Come on.
Hallelujah. He's talking about Ezekiel. Hallelujah. In chapter 37. He said Ezekiel. He took Ezekiel up into the spirit. Glory to God. How many know that God is a spirit?
Yes.
And let us worship him.
Oh, yes.
Let us worship him in spirit.
Yes.
And in truth. Hallelujah. The true worshipers worship in the spirit. Hallelujah. Why are you looking at with your natural eyes what's going on?
Oh, yes.
You better try to get in the spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He took Ezekiel up in the spirit, and he began to show Ezekiel the house of Israel. He said, they're dried up. They're dead. Hallelujah. But I need you, man of God. I need you to prophesy to the dry bones. He took Ezekiel to a valley of dry bones. Hallelujah. He told Ezekiel to prophesy. He asked Ezekiel, say, son of man, can these bones live again? Hallelujah. So you better be careful how you answer God. Hallelujah. You say, yeah, God, for God's sake. Guess what, baby? You are a better candidate because you said yes. Now I'm going to use you to prophesy.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if Ezekiel begin to prophesy, and the hand bones begin to connect to the shoulder bones. Hallelujah. The legs, the joints begin to connect. The muscles and the skin do, and everything begin to connect back together. Glory to God. Foolish things. Foolish things. You bring me by a valley of dry bones, and you expect me to speak life. God say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I expect you to speak life. Hallelujah. Told Ezekiel, say, Ezekiel. Hallelujah. I need you to not only speak now, you spoke and everything was connected. See, sometimes y'all get discouraged. You get one word and everything don't come the way it is.
Yes.
Then you get discouraged and you let your prophecy go down the drain.
Yes.
Oh, come on, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But it wasn't enough for Ezekiel to just prophesy to the dry bones.
Yes.
After he prophesied to the dry bones, then he had to blow breath. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't stop right there.
Yes.
Foolish things. Foolish things.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. God said he used foolish things. Hallelujah. And then in chapter 4, the book of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. God told Ezekiel to lay on his left side. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Symbolic. He yes. Of the iniquities of the house of Israel. He
saved
the iniquities of the house of Israel on your side and begin to prophesy. And don't you get up until I tell you to get up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God used foolish things. Hallelujah. And just when Ezekiel died, he was finished getting up. God said, Ezekiel, I need you to turn to your right side.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I need you to take bread. I need you to take beans. I need you to take the exact match. Hallelujah. And I need you to mix it up. And I need you to make your bread. Because you're going to lay there and you're going to eat by measure. And you're going to prophesy to this rebellious house. Hallelujah. And let them know the measure that you eat with. That when famine come in the land, food is going to be so scarce. And everybody thought the prophet was crazy to be laying on his side, prophesying, eating little packs of food. Hallelujah. But God say that's the way he wanted Ezekiel to prophesy. In foolish things. In foolish things. Hallelujah. If he can get your attention one way, he'll get it the next way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, y'all so used to having church. Hallelujah. My mama church wasn't like that. And my granddaddy church wasn't like that. And my granddaddy was a bishop. And I know how that goes. Because my daddy was a bishop. Hallelujah. And I come from a fourth generation of bishops. I come from sixth generation of preachers. But let me God say, guess what? I'm getting ready to bust it up. I'm getting ready to bust it up. What worked for your daddy Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I love you, Holy Ghost. You see, hallelujah, when he called Abraham evangelist, Abraham daddy wasn't no preacher. Abraham daddy wasn't believing in God. Abraham family wasn't trusting in God. Abraham was the first one to hear God's voice. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's not the way we do it. That's not Ikama Mama Shata. I want to mess you up today. Hallelujah. Foolish things. Foolish things. God trying to take you somewhere your daddy ain't never been.
Amen.
God trying to take you somewhere that your mama will never go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Foolish things. Foolish things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, that's the Old Testament. God is still up to foolish things in the New Testament. You can hear it from the, according to the scripture that I read. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to make some strange moves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory to God. My Bible tells me that, hallelujah, Joseph was asked to marry Mary. Oh, that's foolish. Yeah, that's foolish to you, but it's wise to God.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, would have never had a chance to say he was the one that called Jesus. You know how sometimes people say, I'm the one called you. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for me, you won't be evangelizing. I gave you your license. And honey, you can't preach because you are beckoned to me. But God Almighty say, nobody will never be able to put hands on Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said if it wasn't for them, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why he used the Holy Ghost to impregnate Mary. Glory to God. And all the people around there thought it was crazy. Even Joseph thought it was crazy. Bible said he was a just man. He said, guess what? I'll put her away in silence and quietness. I won't make a scorn out of her. But the Holy Ghost came to Joseph. The angel came to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, the man, hallelujah, baby that she's carrying. Hallelujah. She got pregnant with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I need you to take her and I need you to marry her. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that's foolishness to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Foolish things. Foolish things. Hallelujah. God want to mess your theology up.
Yes.
Glory to God. God want to deliver you. Hallelujah, to let you know that he used the foolish things of the world to confine those of you that are supposed to be so wise. And he used those things that are supposed to be down and base that nobody could use. And he'll take it and he'll lift it up. And he'll put his approval on it. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There was a guy named Naaman. He had leprosy. Hallelujah. And they told him to go to the prophet Elijah. And Naaman said, why should I go to the prophet Elijah? I'm a rich man. I got this and that. But honey, sometimes your money can't buy your healing.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God told him to go to the prophet. Hallelujah. Through his servant girl. Thank you, Jesus. You see, he was a big shot. But the servant girl told him, I know a man of God. Go to him. Look at the servant girl like what you know. Oh, you work for me.
Yes.
The servant girl said, baby, yes, sir. You better listen to what I'm saying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he put pride down just a little bit. I said, just a little bit. He went to him. And then when the man of God didn't even come out to him, he just sent the word and said, tell him to dip seven times.
Yes.
in the river of Jordan. And his response was, me? Dip in the river of Jordan? That water ain't no good water. The water where I come from is better.
Amen.
There's something he thought about. He said, guess what? I better put pride down all the way. I better go ahead and take 7 dips. Well, it's going to hurt me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Bible tells me he came up with a healing. Right. He came up with a healing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me preach in here today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
You know, the Bible says foolish things. Saul, hallelujah. Saul was told to go join himself to the company of prophets. There was a school of prophets. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't have to come up. I need nobody to learn. But read your Bible. It was a school of prophets. And then when Saul, the Bible said, when Saul attached himself to the school of prophets, Saul began to prophesy. And the Bible said, hallelujah, it's Saul among the prophets. Foolish things, foolish things. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't have to go there.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the battle, little David. Hallelujah. David had to fight Goliath. Goliath was a 9-foot giant. Hallelujah. David said, guess what? These hands with these hands, God has allowed me to slay a bear and a lion. So guess what? I can slay that giant. David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And he had a little slingshot. That little rock popped. Goliath was dead. Foolish things. Foolish things. Glory to God. How many know that God is yet alive? God is yet alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. A widow woman of Zarephath. Hallelujah. Her and her son, she gave up on life. She said, her and her son was about to die. The prophet of God came by. He asked her what ailed her. She said, oh, I'm about to die, but just make this last cake. And me and my son, we're going to die. The prophet said, well, tell you what. Before you die, make me a piece of cake. Hallelujah. And it ain't only going to sustain me, but it's going to sustain you and your child.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Foolish things. Foolish things. Her and her child lived.
Yes.
Glory to God. God say, believe my word and you shall be established.
Yes.
Believe my prophets and you shall prosper. Hallelujah. So the woman said, guess what? I ain't got nothing to lose.
Yes.
All I got is a little bit anyway. Now, sometimes some people are so tight and so stingy. Hallelujah, they're going to keep that last $5. Rather than, they know they got a big need in their life. Their $5 can't even handle. But rather than say, I'm going to sow this $5, expecting God to break through with a miracle. Because this $5 can't do it for me. Glory to God. And you know what revelation the Lord gave me the other day? Hallelujah. You see, just because you want to give up and die, don't mean I'm going to give up and die, evangelist. Hallelujah. You see, I got to preach this gospel. Hallelujah. Won't be to me if I don't preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Souls are attached to my life. Hallelujah. So if you're going to whip them up and die, it means that's it for you. But baby, bake me a piece of cake. Because I got to live.
Hallelujah.
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 You think things ain't going to get better for you? You gave up? Honey, I'm here today to tell you I'm good ground.
Amen.
Sow it to me. If you give it out, give it to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got to do the gospel. Glory to God. Glory to God. Foolish things. Foolish things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you're looking for some big revelation. Hallelujah. You're looking for something to spook you. Hallelujah. You're looking for a witchcraft portion. Tell the truth and shame the devil. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody to say back up 7 times. and leap on your first leg one time. Hallelujah. And blink your eye. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody tell you that, you would do it. But something so simple. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I hear the Holy Ghost. And I see. Because they saw me the women set on grave sites.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Sitting there on graves.
Hallelujah.
What this spirit could do for me. Come on, grandmama. You know your boy in trouble.
Amen.
You better call on Jesus.
Amen.
You better call on Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can't help what God showed me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You better believe on Christ Jesus and him being crucified.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the foolishness of man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But it'll save your soul from a burning head. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You better tell your girlfriends and your boyfriends to get up off that grave. Stop.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The grave couldn't even hold Jesus down.
Yes,
on the third day, he rose again.
Oh, yes.
With all power,
all power
in his hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said, y'all can't take this.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to stop right there.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Foolish things.
Oh, yes.
Foolish things.
Foolish
things. Foolish things of the world.
Oh, yes.
To define the wise.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thou
shalt feed the prophet.
Yes,
and you shall live.
Oh, yes.
Why should I feed the prophet?
Yes.
I got to eat too.
Yes.
See, you're foolish.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. God trying to give something to you.
Oh,
yes. Instead of getting something, taking away from you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
About to lose your house. About to lose your property. But you're going to take somebody $1,000 because this lady says she could do this for me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When the Bible says you ought to be planting a seed and planting it in the work of the Lord. God, if I take it to your house, you will touch it in my house.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord, I'm going to send the pastor on another mission trip.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And I'm going to take my own feet and walk around this thing. Because the Bible tells me that the ground that the sole of my feet tread upon, I possess the land.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stop taking your money, giving it to the hoodoo lady. To the voodoo lady. And sowing to the things of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Foolish things.
Foolish things.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God want to mess you up today. But he want to mess you up in a good way.
Yes,
hallelujah. It's foolish for a plane to go up.
Yes, Lord.
As much as it weighs.
Yes.
And still navigate through the air.
Yes,
and still land safely.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that's God.
Yes.
You'll never understand it.
Yes.
That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs to lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
But to acknowledge God. In all your ways. And he will direct your path. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to take my seat after this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because like I say, I can't handle it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It was foolish for all the people in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. To take their possessions and sell it. And bring it to, bring the money from their possessions and lay it at the apostles' feet. Hallelujah. You got two people, husband and wife team, Ananias and Sapphira. They said they gonna hold back. But see, you weren't lying to the apostle. You were lying to the Spirit of God. Because they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit.
Yes.
Ananias came through the door and he laid half of what he made at the apostle's feet. The apostle said, Ananias, is that all? You see, God don't want to just do away with you. He had his chance to say, no, man of God, that ain't all. That ain't all. But greed kicked in. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. He asked him a question.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, is that all? And then I say, that's it. The Holy Ghost knocked him out and killed him right there.
Amen.
Instantly. Yes. Foolish things. The apostle didn't speak no word on them. They didn't push him down. They didn't do nothing. The Spirit of the Lord slay him. Lied to the Holy Ghost. Came out to the Holy Ghost without suffering consequences. And his wife come right behind him. You see, you know what, evangelists? They probably got together. They probably conjured up what they said they were going to do. Hallelujah. You know, you go in first. By 30 minutes, then I'm going to make like I was to the grocery store. If they asked me where you was. Hallelujah. I'm going to give them, I'm going to just say, you know, me and my wife, we went on two separate errands. I'm going to go, and then you come like an hour later.
Yeah.
How many know that God is omnipresent?
Yeah.
God is everywhere all at the same time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Ananias came through the door.
Yeah.
I mean, Sapphias, the wife.
Yeah.
She came through the door, and she laid the money at the apostles' feet. And he said, you know what? The Bible don't say this. I'm just paraphrasing. The apostle probably said, you know what? Your husband just, God, the Holy Ghost just laid him. And I'm going to give you another chance. Probably y'all don't have to die.
Right.
Somebody can live. Glory to God. Sophias, is that all? Now she could have said, oh, no man of God. We lied. Here's that other portion. But she said, that's it, evangelist.
Yeah.
He said, the same hands that drag your husband out the door,
yeah.
It's going to drag you.
Yeah.
And don't the Bible say, they dragged her out,
right.
And they buried them.
Yeah.
Foolish things, foolish things.
Foolish.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe foolish.
Yeah.
Who am I to lay money at the apostles' feet?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just a man, a woman. Just like me.
Yes.
It's the principle.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep lying, keep lying.
Yes.
And see, don't they drag you out.
Yes.
And when they take you to the coroner's office for autopsy, they ain't going to find no heart attack. They ain't going to find no cancer. They ain't going to find no AIDS or no nothing. On the inside, don't say lie to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's what the autopsy going to say.
Amen.
Lie to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Foolish things.